You are listening to Cairo Radio, Northwest News. And we like to do a little thing we call newstainment, right, Andrew?
Correct.
Combination of what two things make newstainment?
It is news and entertainment.
Oh, the John Curley, Sherry Ellinger Show. Here she comes.
Here comes Sally with her hot takes.
Dogs, but not kids. Oh, Sherry. All righty. We got a big bag of newstainment coming at you. Big bag. Yes.
Big bag. Always a big bag. Oh,
smells leathery and sort of like horseradish or something. Diving in there. Oh, chalk one up for freedom. That's right. If you want to defend yourself, you can in the state of Washington. Bob Ferguson, Attorney General, guy running for governor. Boy, he wants to be governor. Looks like the case in California slowly made its way up a little bit. It's sort of held right now. But judge in, here in the state of Washington looks at this case when it comes to high-capacity magazines, says, no, can't do that. Can't reduce the rights. Can't do that. So too bad. Sorry, Bob. So right now, best thing, Bob's going to probably file to stop this. So advice to everybody to go out and buy them now. Get yourself some high capacity.
I think they already did. There was a 2-hour window where you could buy them legally, but that window is closed.
Oh, too bad.
He filed an emergency motion, and so the ban is currently in effect.
Got it. All right. I love what the judge said. The state argues it's acceptable for a law enforcement officer to be prepared for all scenarios, but not appropriate for a member of the public to be prepared for all scenarios they might encounter. No other constitutional right is conditioned on a person's need. Quote, if a person could obtain salvation by going to church only on Sundays, could the state prohibit attendance on the other days under the First Amendment? The answer is obvious. So too bad for Bob. They put stay in place. You only had 2 hours to buy them. I'm sure people did enjoy purchasing some high-capacity magazines. The reason they have this in place, they said, is because it's going to reduce the number of mass shootings. The people that the guy that presented that stuff to the judge said, it's pretty thin on your argument. And only somebody fires 2 rounds or 3 rounds. The guy that they use as an expert is an expert in asbestos, and he thought this study was weak, and the state did not do the best job saying why it needed to restrict how many rounds you could have. So for freedom.
Yeah, and what they were referring to, what the judge was referring to in terms of law enforcement can be prepared, but not everybody else, is that law enforcement is allowed to carry 17-round magazines. Mm-hmm. And his point was, why should they be allowed to do it and nobody else? Because they say it's because of, make sure that everybody is, protected. Well, can a private citizen protect themselves as well?
Yeah, it's a pretty good argument. And the state wasn't able to refute that. The burden was upon them to show why they wanted to reduce your ability to protect yourself. Listen, it just you run out of rounds. The other guy's got more rounds than you have, and you have to protect yourself. What do you say to the person who's trying to rob you or break into your house or something that, sorry, I only have, 10 rounds because that's all I'm allowed to have. Oh, I see you, the criminal. You're ignoring that law? You're firing more rounds at me? Huh. Well, that's a shame. But at least I'm obeying the law. So go ahead, take your final shots on me. If the police can do it, why can't we also protect ourselves? So that's good news. Good news. Good freedom there. Now, I was reading about when they did this in California, this judge, Basides, he did this thing. He said, you know what? You can have high capacity. And then he stayed the order. And then he said, you know what? I'll give you 1 week, and then to get him legally. So then they called it Freedom Week. 1.5 million high-capacity magazines came in, or standard-capacity magazines came into California. In fact, they were They had wiped out all available supplies in 1 week there in California. People went out and legally purchased standard capacity magazines. And there's debate with standard capacity, depending on how many rounds the gun can hold. So too bad for Bob, but it looks like this thing will win again because the Supreme Court has already basically ruled on this one with Bruin and Heller that a person has a right to defend themselves. And, you know, just to arbitrarily say, oh, only you'd only have 10 rounds to defend yourself. So good news. Good news. Happy to see that. Too bad, Bob. So sad. Oh, look at this. The Washington State homicide murder rate, 96% increase since 2019. Maybe because we don't put people in jail that go around with guns and we don't hold them accountable. Maybe those are the people that are committing the crimes and not the average citizen that just wants to be able to defend themselves against people that are not being thrown into prison for crimes that might involve guns. So happy news. Happy news for everybody. Oh, then there's other story. Jason Rance had this one. He is a troublemaker. I know, Andrew, I didn't tell you ahead of time, but he is a troublemaker, Andrew, that Jason Rance with these stories that he comes up with, because he is a did I mention he's a troublemaker? He is. He's a troublemaker, yeah, that's your middle name. Oh, I know you're no good, but you're stuck in my brain. And I want to know, why does it feel so good, but hurt so bad?
That is a troublemaker dance if I've ever seen one. Oh, wow. Look at that.
That's right. Jason Rance finds out there's this. Rance has been on this guy for a while. He is the infamous Seattle public school teacher. He was caught on camera, not by Rance, but by some other guy talking about the atrocities of October 7th and whether they were justified or not. This guy just, he is, at least, you got him credit. He is consistent. He is consistent in the stuff that he dribbles out to his students, and not afraid to say it in front of people holding a microphone and camera in front of him as well. He, what school is this guy? Where is this guy again?
This is at Chief Self.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Chief Self hasn't, they haven't said anything, but this, Ian Golash, he is the notorious guy defending the, and he's all in on Hamas. He really has no problem with what they've been doing. So this is just a little bit of something. This guy goes in there and decides, well, let's talk to this teacher and get him on record.
Your post said that their oppressors don't get to choose the form of resistance used against them. You didn't write that?
That is true.
Well, then was what happened to Israel on October 7th justified?
Yes.
The rape of women at a music festival was justified.
Where's the evidence that there was rape?
You don't think there was any rape?
There's evidence that there was rape.
Okay. Were women murdered at the music festival?
They were.
Was that justified?
Yes.
The murder of innocent women just attending a music festival, that was justified in your opinion?
No. I think resistance against Israel is justified, yes.
Okay. Yeah. This guy teaches a class to kids. So I looked up. This is a poll that was done. 51% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 24, so that would be like these kids that he's teaching. Israel needs to give back the land to Palestinians. 18 to 24, 67% say Israel is the oppressor. 73% disagree with that. 73% of Americans that are not 18 to 24. 31% of 18 to 24-year-olds, you wonder where they get this from, say Israel has no right to exist. And also 18 to 24-year-olds being taught by people like this, 60% say Israel is committing genocide. So that teacher's doing a good job. I'm sure if you polled those kids, they would probably agree with a lot of that stuff because that was a survey of more than 4,000 Americans, and the 18 to 24 year olds basically just seem to have this idea that Israel's the oppressor, so therefore anything that happens to Israel is okay.
He is a social studies teacher. He's in the Department of Ethnic Studies and World History.
Oh.
The Seattle public school system has come out with a statement, and I'm summing it up. It's longer than this. But while our review is in process, we will not comment on personnel matters. They went on to say Seattle Public Schools does not tolerate anti-Semitic or Islamophobic speech or acts. But this is not the first time this guy has been in trouble. So, you know, it's hard to say whether or not they investigated before and found that it was not credible, or if they're if someone's finally gotten their attention with this audio version and video version.
Yeah, this is a sound from, I think, a couple days ago. Group, I think, or some near the White House or something, screaming and yelling about not just Biden being the problem, but America itself is the problem. Death to America.
Malcolm X said, "We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth." And so when these fools ask us if Israel has the right to exist, the chant "Death to Israel" has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today.
Death to Israel, death to America. Worst country in the world. America's the worst country in the world. And guys like that guy, I'm assuming Ian, the teacher there, chief self, will probably agree with that, some of that stuff. Death to America, overthrow America, America's the worst country in the world. Right now, death to the Jews. The fact
this
that
is and this happened in Dearborn, Michigan, and it's actually celebrating, or I guess acknowledging, something called AI, and I don't know how to say this, so QUDS Day, and that was a day that was instituted by the Ayatollah to protest against America and Israel. Mm-hmm. The point of this article is to say that nobody covered it. That if this was in the Middle East, all the networks would have been over there or would have been covering this. But the fact that it happened in Dearborn, Michigan, nobody really did anything about it. And the White House said White House condemns these abhorrent anti-Semitic remarks in the strongest sense.
Yeah, but they got to be careful, because Joe knows he needs Michigan desperately.
Yeah.
So he's been calling for the ceasefire and telling Netanyahu to hold back on this sort of stuff, because Joe is in some deep, deep trouble in Minnesota and Michigan. So he has to make sure that he placates these people that hate America, because he still needs them to show up at the polls, even though they hate America. It's the worst country ever in the entire world. Oh, my gosh. Here's some big news. I don't know if this is breaking news, Andrew, but this might be breaking news. This is something Sherry can agree with. We'll bring her in, because she is sort of an expert when it comes to dog feces. Yes, it is breaking news officially. United flight from Houston to Seattle is forced to divert after a dog has pooped in the aisle. Let's go now to Sherry Elliker.
Thank you, John. It was a difficult day for most of the passengers on that plane. However, it was a little bit worse for the dog, apparently, what happened. An Alaska Airlines flight, the dog escaped. They did not put it on the plane, and therefore a woman had to fly from Seattle to Raleigh to find her dog. She got the dog, then she boarded a United Airlines plane from Houston to Seattle, and it was diverted in Dallas because the poor dog, who was probably traumatized, pooped in the aisle. Lots of people were upset because they said it was next to the first class toilet. That was unusable. The bad smell never went away, and the food on board went bad, so there were no snacks left. Tragic.
Tragic. Thank you, Sherry Elliker. Appreciate that.
No problem. Back to you, John.
Sherry, can you comment on the consistency of the feces? I know you're a bit of an expert when it comes to dog poop.
I was not an eyewitness, John, so I'm not able to comment on that directly. However, I would say they were probably frowny piles of poop.
They were. There's an article that has pictures that I added for you, in case you want to see.
It also took the crew about 2 hours to clean the area.
What were they cleaning with? Toothpicks? I mean,
paper
my
towel.
Dog has paper, but like, just pick it up. Just throw it in the thing. Put it in a baggie. I mean, come on now.
I don't know that it was.
Leave it in your neighbor's yard. Yeah.
I don't know that was a solid choice.
It most definitely was not solid.
Okay.
What? Why did it take 2 hours?
Well, they were trying to get the smell out of there, and that I'm sure if it was, you know, don't blame the dog. I mean, they lost the dog. And she had to fly to get her own dog back because they didn't put it on the airplane.
And I think the most tragic part of that story, it happened near the first class aisle.
Right, and you know how grouchy those people are.
Right. That the people coming up from the back and coach coming through the magic, screen
curtain.
You know, coming into the first class section. So obviously that dog didn't respect that either and, you know, should have been back there and coach. Let that kind of stuff happen there, back there and coach.
The dog had been through enough. And I'm sure it was a problem because Alaska Airlines dropped the ball on this. And the dog was probably so upset he didn't know what to do.
Uh-oh, more breaking news. Uh-oh. Oh, no time for rest breaking news. Oh, wait, we can. Costco non-member food court ban is official, and it is in effect. Nothing else to say about that one.
Yes.
Unless you want to.
You have to now show your membership card. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have one, you got to pay $60 to get the $1.50 soda and hot dog deal.
Somehow that doesn't quite work out, unless you buy volume of it, right?
Well, the one guy that was featured in the article says that because of, you know, the cost, he and his family eat pizza and hot dogs twice a week at Costco.
Got it. But if you paid the $60 for the membership, the only way you get back on it, so an average dog is like $5. You got to eat a whole bunch of them. It's just volume. Just get in there and just gorge yourself on those things.
That's a good way to look at it. Just go hot dog crazy.
Always go hot dog crazy.
Hey, are you guys excited about the psychics coming on next?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, we need psychics for this party that I'm having out here to raise money for St. Jude. And sure, you have lots of experience with psychics, so you can kind of handle this whole thing, okay? Because is it a husband and wife team?
It is, yes.
Wow, they're both psychic. All right. Should we test them at all with audience questions?
Yeah. Well, I think we should test them with our own questions.
Okay, all right.
With our own questions.
All right, let's do that. So good forward tease there, Joe. Well done. Yes, you are. Hey, everybody. John Curley, Sherry Elicker Show. When do you get a chance to talk to a husband and wife that are psychics? We do right now. PsychicSpectrum.com. Skip and Sharon joining us on the line. Guys, do you know why you're on? Of course you do. Psychics. You know why we have you on?
No. We don't. But we're ready.
Okay. Okay, good. All right. That's either Sharon with a very deep voice or Skip with a regular male voice. All right, Skip. Here's why we're having you on. So coming up, St. Jude, I love St. Jude. There's an auction, and they said, hey, would you contribute an item? I said, okay, how about this dinner at the barn in September? And they said, okay, that's it. And then I thought, ooh, to make it really fun, let's get a psychic to come and come up here to the barn, hang out, and everybody that's paid all this money to have dinner here, it's going to be kind of extra fun. That way I don't have to go over and play Wagon Wheel for the 15th time on the guitar. So you guys are going to be basically, I think, the main thing that everybody wants to experience here at the barn coming up in September and raise a lot of money for St. Jude. So that's the premise. And we sort of put a call out for psychics, and you guys responded post-haste. And I thought, well, let's get a chance to talk to you a little bit more about what you do over there at PsychicSpectrum.com. I went to your website. On Saturdays, the first Saturday of every month, somebody can talk to somebody who's crossed over the other side. You have tarot card reading classes. You cover it all over there, everything but ventriloquism, it looks like. So what would happen if I had you come to a party? What would that be like for you guys?
Well, first of all, thanks for having us and asking us. It's a lot of fun. We do group events all the time. Mm-hmm. We do talking to the other side, or we can do readings for groups. It's fun. We get a lot of requests for this, and we consider it as entertainment, but we also take it seriously. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this for over 30 years as a couple. We've been married for 49, and
I think it would be fun to do it.
Yeah, it would be a ball.
Depending on the forum, we could do
sure
a large group, one-on-one, it doesn't matter.
We could take questions, and we can also offer our psychic advice that we pick up on people that we can give out along with it. So it would be a blast to do.
And if someone came through from the other side they wanted to listen to, we could tell them what they said.
Sure.
Holy moly.
Combination.
Guys, you're in good company here because Sherry and I both have faith and have experienced the ability that people that are psychic and truly psychic have. And so we respect you. We're not coming in as, you know, skeptics. Oh, yeah. Why don't you win the lottery? None of that sort of stuff. In fact, Sherry's entire life centers around psychics telling her what to do.
Oh.
Well, just remember, you have free will and free choice.
That's right. Okay.
Sherry?
A psychic can only tell you what's laid out in front of you, what kind of, so to speak, what God's put out there for you. And what a psychic does and is offer guidance or their advice, what they pick up is presenting options to you that how you go through what you're facing.
Yeah. Great. Mm-hmm. I think you guys sound terrific. In a group setting, though, what instruments would you use? Would you use tarot cards, spirit guides? What would be the best thing to use in terms of people attending a party?
Well, when we attend a party or we do our just our readings, we use cards as just a tool for focus. It's the psychic that you pick up from what the cards tell you.
Yeah, but mainly that's one-on-one. If we're doing it in front of a group, we'd probably just answer questions, or they could give some piece of jewelry or whatever, and we could do psychometry.
Sure. Or we don't even need the piece of the item, the piece of jewelry or keys or whatever. That's called psychometry, reading the energy off of an object.
We actually have been at expos where they were mainly talking to the size, but it went all over. And we just, both of us stood up there and we just gave hits, you know, hit after hit. We didn't use any kind of tool.
And we've done groups from 3 to 5 people up to 600 people in the audience.
Yeah.
Wow. When did you, both of you, for this question, you could both answer at some point. When did you know you were psychic or had this ability?
Ooh, you can answer that one first, then I'll tell mine.
Well, actually, I didn't know for a long time because I was born with it. So I just assumed everybody did what I did, you know, and so a long time, I really held my mother at bay because I thought, why can't you feel when I don't feel good? Because I know when you don't feel good. And I was in my 40s when I finally figured out she doesn't have it. So I kind of let her all off the hook. But and I have heard that most abilities come from the mother's side, but I really believe mine came from my dad's side.
Absolutely. Her dad had that gift.
So I came in with it. I can turn it on and off whenever I want. Skip, on the other hand, 17 months after we were married, he had a motorcycle accident and had a near-life experience and went up to the white light and came back with a gift that's much, much stronger than mine. And he can actually see the dead people and hear them. And I mean, every time he talks, I'm just amazed.
Well, that's one thing that we do is the talking to the other side once a month. And like she said, I had the near-death experience. I was raised as a Catholic. I was a good altar boy, did my thing. And I just always felt that there was more than just religion. There's spirituality. And we believe that religion is a good thing. We don't say anything that or deny it or anything like that.
But we call ourselves Christian psychics.
Christian psychics. But we believe that that psychic and religion, spirituality is the psychic side, comes from the spirituality of the person. But we believe that they should be one and they should be together.
But we also will say more often than not that when we do a reading, everything we say comes from God. It's not us. We're just the telephone.
Yeah. And I'm not to pat ourselves on the back.
No, no way. Because God's the one that gave it.
You're right. We just get the messages and pass them through like a telephone. When the telephone hangs up, that's the end of it. You know, and so we just go with what we get. And so far we have a great track record. We've had one complaint, and that was because the person misunderstood what was said, but I'm talking over 30 plus years here of doing this. And by the way, John and Sherry, when we do a reading, we record our readings. Very few psychics will do that. They don't have the confidence, I guess, in themselves, but we record it and then I email it to the persons.
And our readings take an hour to an hour and a half, because it's both of us together.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is we're a psychic couple. In fact, as I've checked it out, we're the only psychic couple that we could find who is actively working together and reading together at the same time.
Well, I actually believe there was a couple on the East Coast, but they got a divorce.
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't see that coming. Do you have any messages for anybody, for John or
Sherry, I didn't ask for anything, Sherry.
Sherry,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I was going to offer both of you either a couple or a single reading free charge if you want to have it, just to kind of experience what we do and how we do it.
Oh, sure. I would love whenever you wanted to do it.
Set the date and time and we'll work it out.
But I want to say something. I believe there's somebody that's in your studio named Andrew.
Yes, there is Andrew. He's right over there. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. And I want to say that there's something about Andrew needs to be very cautious about watching for a dog. And the dog has just not short hair. It's not long hair. It's kind of like a medium. But I want to say that this animal is looking for help, or I guess that's the best way I could say it, is help, that he could help this animal along. I don't know how, but there's and I want to say that the dog is brown color.
It's a large or small dog?
It's a larger dog. So I want to say, don't be afraid, be helpful, and you can do some good for an animal. And believe it or not, animals are very psychic. They know things before we do. But the animal thing is a good thing. It's helpful. And Sherry, there's one more thing I want to say about for you that I pick up on, is that there's something about a tire, and it's on the left side of a car. I believe it's your vehicle or the vehicle you drive in, but it's left side of the car. I would be very cautious, have them checked out, make sure the tread's good. I'm sure John, you've especially would have heard about tire separation. I'm not saying the tire's going to separate, but it's not even close to it, but I can see a problem with it developing down the road.
Sherry's not going to run over Andrew's dog. Is that how you're going to tie all this together? Let's go back to Andrew 1 second. Yes, I'm sorry.
John, for some reason, if you think about the lower left side of your mouth, there's a tooth there that is not doing well, or it's not going to be doing well, and I need you to keep an eye on that.
You haven't been biting your tires, really, have you?
That is really weird, because I just had some pretty big extensive work done back there on that part of the tooth. Crazy. Hold on, I gotta get Andrew 1 second. Hold on, I just got a weird chill.
Yeah.
Andrew, the dog, does that sound like anything?
I haven't seen a medium sized brown dog with medium hair recently. But I'll definitely watch for it now. I'm gonna be
on the lookout.
Be on the lookout for sure.
Yeah.
Sherry, for some reason if your mother is still here, you need to talk to her, because there's something the two of you need to smooth out.
And if she's not here,
still talk to her.
That's right, because they can hear us. You just can't hear them all the time. That's where a medium comes into place.
Wow. I will absolutely do that, and I can't wait to talk to you more.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to get you the date of the party, guys, and we're out here in the Clealum. And the place sleeps 16, so you could be our guest in one of the big rooms we have here. We'd love to have you. And again, raising money for St. Jude, it's going to be one of the live auction items that I think we're going to take 30 people or 50 people or something like that. So it's going to be great food, great entertainment, and hopefully, you know, everybody's going to be there. It's fun. We'll have a really, really great time. So Skip and Sharon,
can I throw one more thing at you? How about if we auction off a free reading for somebody?
Ooh, you want that in there too?
Absolutely. Sure. We'll offer that as one of the auction items.
Okay. We'll have to talk with my buddy Nayland over there to make sure that's all okay. But listen, I love it. And psychicspectrum.com for tire repairs, lost dogs, or broken teeth. That's the place to go right there. Okay. Hey,
all right.
The two of you.
Thank you.
Continue on your great work, and we'll be in touch. I'm going to have make sure that Joe gets all the info, and we'll tell you the dates of everything, okay?
Yeah, all right. And also, if you could, send me a day and time that you guys are available, and we'll do the readings.
Okay. All right. We will do that. We'll get those taped, and that would be really fun to play as well. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, my friends. You know, a lot of listeners will be like, oh, psychics, it's actually the devil. That's the devil. That's not them. It's not the God. And people from the other side don't talk to you. You've probably heard those comments before. We just had a couple of psychics on from psychicspectrum.com. How about them getting my tooth right, huh?
Yeah, I know. And I don't believe it's anything to be afraid of. I think there are people that are truly gifted with these kinds of abilities. And they just give us some, every once in a while, a piece of information here and there, and it can be useful. So I don't, yeah. I think the tricky part for people is if they get bad news, if they're going to believe the good, you got to believe the bad. So you have to sort of walk that balance.
Yeah. So St. Jude's have a big auction coming up on the 20th of April. And one of the items is, you know, raise your bid card if you want to go, you know, X amount of dollars per couple. I don't know how many people want to go. And they raise their card up and we'll get a spot for like 30, probably 40 people.
Oh, I think he just had a...
Did he get electrocuted?
I'm not sure. I think he had a Nate Connors moment. Something happened in his cell phone. I mean, in his headphones.
Yeah, let's see if he can hear.
Sorry, I had a psychic problem there. My phone rang. Okay. Phone rang. Right. Yeah.
Scared you, it looked like.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull that tooth out.
I said you had a Nate Connors moment. Oh, gross.
Oh, quiet. Yeah. So anyway, we'll get a whole bunch. We get a big taco truck, a bunch of great food. So that's why we're doing it. So the psychic couple will. I think that's going to be really fun. We got to fly you out here, or you can drive. Can't you, Sherry? How long will it take you? A couple of days?
A week or two.
Get that tire looked at first.
But watch that tire. Yeah. Watch the tire, though.
I know. That is kind of funny. Yeah, I've got to do that, and I got to sort out some things with my mom, apparently.
Yeah. Okay. And then Andrew's basically blind to all dogs that aren't brown with medium hair.
But I don't know if I told them my name either. Did you tell them my name?
I didn't tell them, no.
No. Unless,
I might have said I was, I don't know, I might have introduced myself. I don't think I did, though. Yeah. I don't know.
Or they could be regular listeners to the show and big fans of yours, too, Andrew.
Maybe. I don't know.
That chance is not.
yeah, probably not.
Yeah. Okay. Nate's all upset that nobody talked about him.
I know. I was waiting, you know.
I know. just be careful, Nate.
Ow, jeez.
Oops, see, I told you. Step right on that leg.